Call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome into this Thursday, November 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Thank you, God. I finally got some sleep. I was up till 7:30 last night in the dark, picking up and still have a few more to do. Miss Vicky's 4x4 signs for Antrim County Clerk, which, by the way, if you haven't heard yet, she did win. She got 62% of the vote. The write-ins for Cheryl Guy was 38%. And the canvassers are doing their work right now as we speak. They started at 9 o'clock this morning in Cheryl Guy's office to canvass and certify the election. All 83 counties fully reporting in. Canvassers across the state of Michigan were ordered to show up at the clerk's office at 9 o'clock in every county this morning. Donald Trump not only won the state of Michigan, but Donald Trump won the national popular vote. This is an absolute huge blow to the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. They never thought in a million years that Donald Trump would be the winner of the National Popular Vote total against Kamala Harris. They thought it was going to be another Electoral College victory with Harris winning the National Popular Vote. Well, that did not happen. So that effort has been absolutely put back on the back burner, I'm sure. Or at least it should be. Other notables, biggest race, failure, complete debacle, bad candidate, bad campaign, did not interact with the voters enough to get our support, was Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate. I've gone through the numbers, I've looked at the counties, I've analyzed. Here's what happened. Number one, he was a bad candidate. He had a ton of baggage from when he was a congressman. Number two, he lives in Florida. He does not live in Michigan. Number three, during the primary race with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and others, He refused to debate. Why? Because he bought Donald Trump's endorsement early on. I've been told a super PAC donated $10 million to Donald Trump's legal defense fund, and that earned him the endorsement. Big boy politics, folks, requires big boy money. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was the last candidate, grassroots candidate, I will ever support. I've done it time and time and time again over the years, not going to ever do it again. If you're running for governor, if you're going to run for U.S. Senate, if you're going to run for Congress, if you can't tell me to my face that you have $1 million to start with, I'm not interested in talking with you. I'm not interested in endorsing you. I'm not interested, period. I'm going to explain all that so that you truly understand the importance of the money of big, big campaigns. Money. Absolutely needed in big boy politics. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Lord, I was born rambling, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour one on Thursday. Carol said, what? I thought Mike Rogers won. Nope. He lost. He's a flawed candidate. I sent this out to a lot of people last night, and man, they were mad as heck. A lot of Republicans did not vote for Mike Rogers. I'm not saying they voted for Lisa Slotkin. Dave Agerman confirmed it. He knew many people that left that race blank. Well, that's ridiculous. He was the Republican candidate. You have to vote for the Republicans. No, Cliff, others? No, not really. This is America. If you want our vote, you have to earn it. You have to show up. You need to communicate with the folks. You need to answer questions. He refused to debate in the primary. When the candidates were there, the final four, I call them. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Justin Amash, Sandy Pensler before he dropped out, and Mike Rogers. The final four. There was many more. They dropped out earlier. Nikki Snyder, the list goes on and on. But when he got down to the final four, they needed to debate. Rogers needed to answer some tough questions. Why? Because he's a flawed candidate. Why? Because of his years in Washington, D.C. as a U.S. congressman. They, the Democrats, attacked him for his voting record on sponsorship of certain bills when he was a U.S. congressman in Washington, D.C. One of the ads that Lisa Slotkin or the Super PAC was running against him was that Mike Rogers was 100% pro-life. No exceptions, not even in the rape and incest of the mother. No exceptions. He was young and had a mustache in the photograph in the ad that they ran. The news story back in the day, he was in his 30s, I think, with a mustache. It didn't even look like today's Mike Rogers. That's how long ago it was. Have you ever heard, folks, of evolving on a subject? Donald Trump used to be pro-abortion. Donald Trump, back in the days when he was a builder-developer in the Bronx, New York City, he donated to Democrats. They were all baby killers back then. Then something happened in Donald Trump's life. It's called children. He got married. He started having a family. And he evolved on abortion. How could you abort this little thing? How could you do that? How could you abort this little baby as he was holding his first child, his second child, his third child? Then another thing happened to Donald Trump. Those children, those little babies of his, started to grow up. They became teenagers. They become adults. They got married. They started having grandchildren. You think holding your first child changes your life? Wait until you hold your first grandchild. You look at your child while holding their child, your first grandchild, it's game over. You're pro-life from then on. Oh, you may have the opinion that, well, you know, this is how I am. I'm now pro-life, but, you know, I don't want to tell women, other women, what to do with their bodies, their choices, their decisions. That's up to them. It is. It's totally up to them. It's between them and their God, if they have one, their family, their doctor, their situation in life. Personally, I don't think there should be any abortions anywhere, not just America, anywhere in the world. I think that we have enough people that are willing to adopt babies and raise them as their own in our world. I could be wrong. I could be naive on this point, but I believe there is people out there that have never had a child that would love to raise a baby. I could be wrong, but have the baby and put it up for adoption. You don't even want to hold it after you deliver the baby, just take it away. That's fine. Because I believe those women that think they want an abortion, but there are no abortions. Abortions are banned. It's inhumane. It's barbaric. We're not going to have any abortions anywhere in the world. Okay, fine. I'll give birth. Take it away. I don't even want to touch it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to know if it's a boy or a girl. Just take it away. Put it up for adoption. I don't care where it goes, which family it goes to. I don't want to meet the family. I don't care. I was going to abort it, but I can't abort it. So just give it away. I don't care. You know why they don't want to hold it? They don't want to look at it? Because when you do and you realize that little baby came from you, has your DNA in it, it changes your life. They don't want to do that. That's the attack ads that they used against Mike Rogers. So the pro-choice Republicans, and I know a lot of you Republicans listening out there don't want to believe this, there is a ton of Republicans that are pro-choice. They won't say it. They won't admit to it. I've talked to them. I have debated them. They are the same type of Republicans that support gay marriage. People need to be able to do what they want to do with their own bodies. What you do after you take off your pants with another person, that's your business. They're almost, some of them are like, I would describe them as libertarian-leaning type Republicans. They're not Libertarian Party. They're Republican Party because they know the Libertarian Party is going to die soon and go away. Why? Because Donald Trump has completely recreated the Republican Party. You rhinos out there, you moderate Republicans, sorry, your party's dead. The old party of Bill Milliken and the Bushes, that Republican Party is dead. There is a new Republican Party in America today. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are going to make it permanent, and this is how they're going to do it. Donald Trump is 78 years old. Donald Trump can only serve 4 more years. He said it right the other night at Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. This is my last rally. He's absolutely correct. He will never run a rally as the candidate ever again. Why? Because J.D. Vance, his vice president, our vice president-elect, being sworn in on January 20th, will be the next president after Donald Trump for 8 years. We are going to have 4 years of Trump-Vance, and then we're going to have 8 years of Vance and whoever he picks to be his vice president. Probably another younger person like him to continue this torch. when our society sees the success that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are going to immediately start on January 20th, day one. Day one, it starts, people. They are already planning the deportations. They are already planning the corporate tax reduction. They are already planning all the things that need to be done. I bet Donald Trump, after he gets sworn in, I doubt if he'll even have a party. He will be so busy calling world leaders. Canada, the Keystone XL pipeline, it's President Trump. We need to talk. Putin, we need to talk. Hamas in Israel, Hezbollah, we need to talk. Donald Trump is going to be very, very, very busy on January 20th, 2025. I doubt if he's even going to have time to go to any inaugural balls. He might later in the evening, but he's going to be busy. Calling up the oil companies. We are passing legislation. This is not going to be executive orders. With the control of the U.S. Senate and the control of the U.S. House, they're still waiting for a couple seats to report in California. They're going to win. When they have the House, the Senate, and President Trump and J.D. Vance, Vice President, they got a lot of work to do, and they're going to get to it. Donald Trump is not going to operate the way he did the first administration. No, 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 no. He has an agenda. He's got a list. He already knows what he's going to get done. Kamala Harris talked about her things to do list. Yeah, sweetie, yours isn't even close to Donald Trump's. Biden sold all the steel that they were using to build the wall down on the southern border. Well, guess what? Donald Trump's going to contact the U.S. steel companies and go, get the steel back down there to the border immediately. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, has already talked about it. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night. I saw the snippet showed up on my phone this morning. I watched it. They're going to pass what Donald Trump wants. The Senate's going to pass what Donald Trump wants. He's going to sign what he wants. The changing back and even going further than he did in his first administration is game on, people. This Republican Party has changed permanently. And moderate rhinos, the special interest groups, the people that are in Washington, D.C. for their own self-interest, like Mike Rogers and many others, they're gone. They're not coming back. Did we miss an opportunity to get a Republican U.S. Senator? Absolutely we did. You backed the wrong horse. This is partly Donald Trump's fault. He took the money, the quid pro quo, and he endorsed Rogers. With that endorsement, Mike Rogers rode it all the way to the August 6th primary and won. Sandy Pensler, the other multimillionaire from Grosse Pointe, dropped out and endorsed him. Basically, August 6th, it was a three-man race. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Justin Amash,